السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، أصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. Honorable علماء كرام، my respected brothers and elders in Islam, day by day we are getting closer to the end of the month of Ramadan. We are just almost halfway now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our sawm, our siyam and the qiyam and tilawatul Quran and all the a'mal al-salihah that we have done on behalf of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is any shortcoming in our ikhlas, in our niyyah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify all that. My respected brothers, we are going through the lessons that we learn and the main theme that Quran actually wants us to understand and our relationship with the Quran. And we have taken Surah Fatiha as a summarized version of the Quran. As ulama have explained, Surah Al-Fatiha contained the entire message of the Quran. The last few days we went through Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praise belong only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the ultimate purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created. Heavens and the earth and all the creation is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second part of Alhamdulillah is that we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situation. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. And praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the best of dua, is Alhamdulillah. And praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those kalimas will be the most weightiest, is going to be the very heavy word and a'mal in day of qiyamah in our mizan. And then we went through Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding about His mercy, His universal mercy for the entire humanity and all His creation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, through mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is connected with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we went through those things. And then the next word come, Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim. You know, many scholars have explained, when you take the translation of the Quran, Rahman and Rahim, they say most gracious, most merciful, and special mercy, this type of translation has been given. Ar-Rahim, if you look at the majority of the scholars, is Ar-Rahim is the special mercy on day of Qiyamah, on Malik Yawmuddin, on believers, on Salihin. Rahman is the mercy in this world for everyone to be given. So Ar-Rahim is a special mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved to His believers. And who sacrificed their life? Who is that filtering? The taqwa that keeps us. So the muttaqun, the people who had fear, the people who salihun, shuhada and siddiqun, all of them will get this special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ar-Rahim is the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give His rahmah in this world, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be as His Rahim. Let Him shower His mercy on us in day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers, if you go through in the Quran, in every surah, this has been reminded and this has been connected. Every surah, somewhere you will find this about day of Qiyamah. Somewhere you connect it, it is about the day of Qiyamah. And the next verse, immediately after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see the ordering, Rahman and Rahim. Rahim is in day of Qiyamah. And then immediate word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the immediate kalima, the immediate ayah is what? Maliki yawmiddin. Maliki yawmiddin. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, there are so many different ways we can understand this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, owner, He has the authority. The one who has the authority on the day of judgment. Yawm ad-deen, deen means the one which differentiates the right and wrong. On the day of judgment, the one who has authority. the one who has power, the one who is Malik, the owner, no one, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers, Quran continuously reminds us this. Everywhere. My dear, sometimes what happened, we fear. Just imagine, in this world, if Allah gives someone else to judge about us, it's very difficult, my dear respected brothers. In this world, any judgment, any courts you go, they are going to be in favor of someone, and someone is going to be oppressed. Because as a human being, the judge, whatever evidence in front of him, based on, judge doesn't have all the knowledge. He doesn't have all the knowledge. Based on, if you have a very smart lawyer in one side, that guy will come up and put up so many things, sometime an innocent person can be prosecuted. But in day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding, no lawyers, no one can be Shafi'ah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified certain things and certain people can be Shafi'ah for us, but no one can come on behalf of us, illa man adhina lahu ar-Rahman, except Allah, the Rahman, gives permission for those people. Except Allah, who gives permission for those people, only those people will be permitted to talk. No one else will be able to talk. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. On that day, our own mouth, our own tongue will not be able to utter a single word. Allah will put a lock to us, and then but our hands and feet will talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respect, just imagine the severity of that day. Just imagine, you cannot express, but your hand will express, and the hand will not what hide anything. Hide anything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hands speak on behalf of us, not against us, inshallah. Right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our feet speak for us, not against us, inshallah. My respected brothers, on the Malik Yawmiddin, the day of judgment, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone, He's the only judge. When I just think about judgment, a story recently I read back home in Sri Lanka, there was a very popular judge known as Justice Akbar. He was a justice in the time of British, when British was ruling. So, but he was a very pious man, according to what we heard, was a very pious man. He used to pray tahajjud and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant me the wisdom and hikmah so that I give judgment properly. But a murder case came in front of him. A murder case came in front of him, then it went on for so many months. Eventually the day of judgment comes up. He has to give a judgment. When you look at all the evidence, he has to prosecute the person, say that he is the murderer. But his heart says something. There is something wrong. But eventually he gives the judgment. He was prosecuted. At that time there was, life sentence. Death sentence was there. That sentence was given to him. After that sentence was given, the court session was over. He told the guards, I want to go and talk to that guy. I want to go and talk to that guy. He went to the lockup area, the judge, and then asked the guy, tell me, now judgment is over. I want you to tell me honestly, did you kill it or not? Did you commit this crime or not? You know what that man said? Oh, judge, no, I didn't commit. I didn't commit this crime, but I committed another crime. I'm a murderer, yes. I killed someone in India and I escaped and came here. I'm innocent in this case, but I got caught. So what you have done is right. I'm a murderer. Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, this shows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing, not the day of Qiyamah, even here, right? You do certain things and you think you escape. You think you escape. And he came out and said, Alhamdulillah. Even though in this case he's innocent, but he is supposed to be killed. He's supposed to be killed, but he is a murderer. My respected brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us on day of Qiyamah. If Allah decide to take us, question us, halak, you're going to be destroyed. We must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بغير حساب. Ya Allah, send me. I should enter Jannah بغير حساب. Without any reckoning. Because as human being, on Malik Yawmiddin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is gives, no one else will judge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one side, we have a hope that Allah is merciful, Allah is justice, so He's not going to do anything. But Al-Yawma Tujza Kullu Nafsim Bima Kasabat. On this day, every soul will be rewarded based on the action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to do any injustice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to do that. It's the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers, but in the other side, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start questioning us, if He start reckoning us, it is we will unable to answer, my respected brothers. But the day of Qiyamah is a severe situation. If you go through in Quran, everywhere repeatedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning what about Qiyamah. The first raqah, I read Suratul what? Qiyamah. Suratul Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here and there, bit by bit, it connects. Because that's why, that is the place where our entire, whether we were successful or whether what our life in this world was a failure, will be decided on that day. So Suratul Fatiha, and especially the Quran, this is the message Quran gives, that we always have to keep in our mind day of Qiyamah. On that day, every time, whatever we do, the day of Qiyamah, Malik Yawmiddin, that should come front of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is owner. You know, Allah will ask on that day, there are lots of people, we cannot use influence. You say, okay, you do that, you do this, escape, nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْكَخَارِ Nobody will be there to answer. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ The kingdom today belongs to whom? Every day it belongs to him, but some people did not accept that. Right through this entire kingdom, this entire universe belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those people, Allah is asking, Limanil mulkul yawm? Limanil mulkul yawm? To whom the kingdom belongs today? Nobody will be there to answer. Allah himself will answer, Lillahil wahid il qahar. Lillahil wahid. It belongs to only Allah, the one, the qahar. Allah. The one who has power, if he his grip is so severe, is qahar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, my respected brothers. We need mercy on day of Qiyamah. Without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one. On that day, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَ Even angels will be on their toes. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ Who is Ruh? Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam, the biggest angel, even he will be on his toe. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّى All the angels will be standing in rows. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine, these days sometime, certain kings and presidents on their national day. You know, sometime you go, sometime I get invitation back home for Independence Day. You know, VIP invitation. When I go and sit, every time when I sit there, their armed forces, they come and boast about their power. Boasting about the power, the army will be parading with different, you know, showing all the weapons and all that. Everybody in row, discipline is maintained. Allahu Akbar. On that day, every time I remember, this man having little bit of power, little bit of authority, temporary authority, he's boasting about himself. Right? Today he is the president. Tomorrow he is out. Today he is king. Tomorrow he is out. But you see the boasting that they boast. All these people come and salute him. Everyone pass by saluting him. Allahu Akbar. On day of Qiyamah, wal malaikatu saffa. Angels will be standing in queue. They all will be standing in rows. And all of them, just imagine. Just imagine. Just imagine the situation. Allahu Akbar. But Allah will be Al-Malik. Lillahi al-Wahid al-Qahar. On that day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show His power and might. Every single day He's showing us, but we fail to realize, we fail to recognize. On that day of Qiyamah, Allah will parade. Just imagine the the biggest angel Jibreel alayhi salam is standing, Malakul Maut is standing, Allahu Akbar. My dear respected brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us that day. أَنْ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ وَقَالَ سَوَابًا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. Allahu Akbar. This Malik Yawm al-Din, ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. It is the day, that is haqq. What we're living here? An illusion, my dear brothers. This is just, you know, we are living in a meta, you know, it's not real. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. That day is يوم الحق. That day is يوم الحق. وَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. That is a day. And what did the kuffar will say on that day? وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. They will regret. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the people hidayah. They should understand this message. And we as Muslims, we have failed in mission to explain, to convey this message to our brothers and sisters. We have not conveyed the message. It is our duty. Converting is not our duty because we can't convert. Right? But conveying is our duty. Conveying. We give the message. Whether they accept is not a different story. But we have a responsibility to convey the message. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. Oh, I should have become just be in the sand and soil and destroy, never should be recognized. In Surah Al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked that. The kuffar who reject the day of Qiyamah. What do he ask? أَلَيْثَ ذَٰلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ. He's mentioning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the beginning of the human being. The beginning, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from a small cell. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You cannot even mention, you cannot even name it. What is it? It's so small. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if I can create nothing and bring you for existence, then isn't it, I cannot again repeat it back? أَلَمْ يَكُنُ طُفَةً مِّن مَنِيِّ يُمْنَى ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْسَى أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ. Isn't it Allah is able to return, bring back? أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يُحْيَى الْمَوْتَى. Give life for dead. Is it impossible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When he gave nothing, it didn't even have an existence, Allah gave life. So if the Allah, you know, that the same existence dies, isn't it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unable to bring it back? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking. In Surah Al-Sajdah also, in the end, Allahu Akbar, certain things, certain questions in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks sarcastically. Sarcastically, you know what is sarcastic? تَنْتَظِرُوا إِنِّي مُنْتَظِرُوا. Allahu Akbar. You're saying, okay, they say, okay, in Surah Al-Sajdah, okay, we are waiting. They used to tell the Prophet, oh, you're saying about Day of Qiyamah, we are waiting for that day. Allah is saying, فَانْتَظِرُوا. You also wait for it. إِنَّا مُنْتَظِرُونَ. We are also waiting for you. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, my dear respected brothers. Maliki Yawmi Deen, that is the biggest day. That day, our deeds will be, you know, weighed. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a ruling judgment on our entire life. In Quran, this is one of the main message, my respected brothers. This is, you know, we have imaniyat in the Quran. After Malik Yawmiddin, the next verse comes, our duty in this world to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is ibadat, all the other matter comes in here. But until that, it is all about ghaib, imaniyat. Amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. This is the main theme of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the tawfiq that the day of Qiyamah should be the best day in our life. On that day, inshaAllah, we should have the shafi'ah, those who will come and do speak on behalf of us. Month of Ramadan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, al Quran wa siyamu yashfa'an ya. Quran, the Quran that we read, it will be our lawyer, inshaAllah, in the day of Qiyamah. So don't take care of it. Take care of it. And the siyam, the fasting, will speak on behalf of us. us. And then, my respected brothers, send a lot of salawat upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when you hear the adhan, don't forget to read the dua of adhan. You know what's the reward of dua of adhan? When you read the dua of adhan, we become entitled what for the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear spirit, just imagine in your side you have the best lawyers. One is the Quran, second our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, number three it's going to be what? The fasting. Allah Akbar. My dear spirit brothers, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah. If the Quran I give, definitely Quran is kalamullah, it is part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rahmatul lil alamin, أفضل الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم will speak on behalf of us, and the fasting definitely will speak on behalf of us. So let us take care of it. In day of Qiyamah, inshallah, we will be successful. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.